I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello.
Oh, that was very calm of you since you've been bouncing off the wall since you got here. We've got Man Bun and Muscles, Eric, with us as always.
Good morning, guys.
Do you care if I call you Man Bun and Muscles?
Absolutely not. You can call me whatever you want.
Okay, thanks, man.
M-B-N-M.
Man B and M. No.
M-B-N-M. Man Bun and Muscles.
I asked him on air on purpose, so he had to say yes. I put him on the spot.
He had to admit that he had a man bun and muscles.
Yeah.
Worked like a charm.
And then I'm Sybil, and you are the Tolos, and you can participate in the show by chiming in at 877-881-1053, or you can call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
At any local area code, and then 234-1234, the easiest number in the phone book. Or you can reach us at AutoFlex.com, where you can find our great Save Money Monday cars. And there are some wonderful, wonderful vehicles in that Save Money Monday group. We'll talk about them later in the show.
I know somebody who went to AutoFlex this week who got a new car.
Who is that?
She's looking at you right now.
Tammy, did you get a new car?
Sybil did it!
Well, actually, AutoFlex went to
you. AutoFlex came to me. That's true. So last Saturday, after we wrapped up the show, Harry Theophilides, shout out to you at the Richardson location, delivered me my brand new 2018 Lexus IS300, and I love it.
What color is it?
My third one from you guys. Nebula Gray.
Ooh, I love the gray.
Oh, you know the name, Nebula Gray.
I know.
Yeah. Is that beautiful. Like a cloud gray?
I think it's darker gray.
Yeah, it's like a charcoal gray, but nebula is a fancier way of saying it. But the funny thing is, my husband made fun of me because I didn't change the presets in my old Lexus that I had for 3 years from you guys. And I never once changed the presets in the radio.
Because you listen to your music on your iPod? Or
I listen to a lot of podcasts.
They
were already preset for me, so I just would use the tuner dial.
Oh, yeah.
And so I never knew how to work it. And now I've had my new one for a week, and I still haven't installed the garage door opener thing.
Oh, you got
to
do that.
I know, but I don't know how to do it. So
okay, we need to help you with that.
So I have to whip out the manual and all that good stuff.
No, I know if you have the newer style garage door opener, it almost really takes two people because somebody has to push the training button on the garage door opener while you're pushing the button in the car. But if you have an old garage door opener like mine, one person could do it just by pushing the buttons in the car. So you do need to read the manual. But once you find that little section, I used to put a sticky note in your owner's manual for the garage door opener and how to put your address in the navigation system and how to hook up your phone. Those are the three things that were important to me.
Right.
Now they've gotten really easy.
Yeah.
And I was going to suggest rather than read the manual, just go to YouTube.
That's a good idea.
There's a YouTube on everything.
Tutorials.
Look, nobody reads anymore, dang nabbit.
No, they just go to YouTube.
I need to read more.
Okay, so.
I don't know about these iPodcasts. All right, I'll stop.
God almighty. All right, so which automakers inspire the most loyalty in customers? And this was a little surprising in some ways and not in some others. And the numbers that were used to base this study didn't take certain things into account, so we'll talk about it a little bit. Study came from CarMax, and they studied people coming back in and getting another car. And what they found was the biggest loyalty group there was Lexus owners.
Uh-huh.
People that get Lexuses come back. Lexi. Come back at a rate of 30.4%, or almost a third of people that drive a Lexus get a Lexus the next time.
Two of them in this room.
Yeah.
That's true.
Me and David both. Yeah, I didn't even test drive this one. I just knew I would love it. I just said, give me the newest one.
Really?
Here's the colors that I want. Yep, because I like that that much.
Did he turn you on to the Lexus initially? How did you decide to go
I
Lexus?
I remember the first time I had tried out a Lexus, a BMW, and an Infiniti, and I liked the Lexus the best. Yeah, and I took you on the road trip and we almost died on the highway.
That's right, because of the camouflage truck. I remember
exactly.
That.
Exactly. It was. Carrie was merging on. I'm like, Sybil, don't you see that truck? She said, what truck? I said, never mind. It's camouflage.
This is a true story.
It was a huge truck, like a big, you know.
I told you I'm a bad driver.
Hunting truck.
I would say
your eyesight might be a little questionable.
So number two, the number two loyalty for a manufacturer was Mercedes-Benz, and about 28% of people came back and got another Mercedes-Benz if they had a Mercedes-Benz. Number three, Ford, again, manufacturer, about 26%, a little over a quarter of the people that had Fords came back and got Fords again. On the other end of the spectrum, the lowest rate was the Volkswagen. Mm. And that may have a lot to do with Dieselgate.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people didn't want to drive a Volkswagen after that because they cheated. And Mazda, with only 8% of return people getting other Mazdas, and Volvo with only 9%. So it's interesting who gets a second car and why. One of the things I would have to say is Ford being third may have a lot to do with commercial vehicles, because the Ford F-150 is the number one commercial truck in the country, and those trucks trade out more rapidly than sometimes Chevrolets or GMCs do, because it's a work truck and it's got 3 or 4 years of average usable life, and then they got to trade it because it's got 180,000 miles on it.
They go into fleet services.
Yeah. And so that may have a little bit to do with the numbers.
But what's up with Mazda and Volvo? Why do people not like them again?
So I don't have a great answer for Mazda, but for Volvo, they're a rather expensive car to keep on the street.
Oh.
So the brakes don't last very long, and they're expensive to replace. So there's a number of little things that may make Volvo, although they advertise they're a terribly safe car, they're also a fairly expensive car to keep on the road.
And I have an opinion.
What?
For a long time, they were way behind on their technology.
Both
the brands, Mazda and Volvo, or just Mazda?
For sure, but
Volvo
in particular, I just remember that wasn't the vehicle that you really would get the navigation or the backup camera back when people were, I mean, most of the manufacturers were really putting them in, and then theirs was just kind of bass-ackwards.
Right.
So I think people who had them traded out of those for other vehicles, other brands, during this time that this has probably been...
Checked out, because
there's been a lot done in technology in the past decade, much less the past 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years is really, I mean, that's really 5 years ago, cars were completely different than they are now. So let's look at the particular vehicle models that people were really loyal to. Number one, and this was not a surprise, the RX350 Lexus. People that have RX350s get RX350s. It just works that way. That's how everyone is with it. By the way, this Chevrolet Corvette was number two. Over 30% of the people that got Chevrolet Corvettes came back and got another Corvette.
Wow.
Number three, Dodge Ram, half-ton pickup.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, it's just the Ram half-ton pickup now. But, again, you have to wonder about the Ford issue on that, because so many Fords are put into fleet service, and that would change the way that that people look at replacing that car, the terms and that kind of thing. If you looked at the return vehicles to the same type of vehicle, SUVs, people traded out of SUVs and back into SUVs. And that's really the situation in our business right now. Everybody gets an SUV, or pretty well everyone does. Very, very few people drive sedans.
Well, that's why it's interesting that the top three are such different categories. The Lexus is the luxury sedan. The Corvette is the sports car. The Ram is the truck. You know,
right.
They're just all over the map.
Well, but again, that's the three kinds of cars you see people trading out of, and the Lexus to Lexus is just a normal thing. There's a couple of curves they didn't plan for in here. By the way, the least traded into car when you came out of one to go back into one was a two-door hatchback, and they have sort of become passe. People don't get two-door hatchbacks like they used to.
Finally. I have never liked the look of the hatchback. I've been waiting for those to
They were
disappear.
Meant to be... They were meant to be a usable small station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
So you could put stuff under the hatch and it would be good, and you could use it to transport stuff. Reality is they're not a small station wagon. They're a hatchback.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a good thing. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Shout out to Leo. He's trying to help us. I've got a weird situation, and he's trying to help us get a car. Okay, Leo, that's Leo DiPietro at Richardson.
That's
the Richardson office.
That's called a carnundrum.
Yes,
that is
indeed.
A carnundrum.
That's not a weird situation when it involves a car. It's and a car number. And we'll solve it.
Autoflex Lacey Fan Text. Literally haven't heard your voices in like 6 months. Commuting and job has changed. So nice to hear you again. It's nice to have you back.
Yes,
thank
welcome
you.
Back. Another Autoflex Leasing fan text. Currently in a lease, I was contacted in regards to lease termination program by a local dealer. I'm currently upside down. What should I do? Is this legit?
Okay, so someone has sold your information to a local dealer, and the local dealer is taking that information and trying to sell you a car. Now, I don't know how legit it is, and I won't know until I know more about what's going on with you. Call one of our offices, tell them the situation. Even if you're upside down, if you're in a lease, it may not be an issue at all, but it could be. So call one of our offices, yeah, and let us, at least we could look at it and tell you what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. But, I mean, the reality is somebody sold your name to somebody and they contacted you. That's
always
how it works.
Always opt out.
Yeah, we can get all the details. And if you really need out of the car, then we can help you find the best route for that. But if you don't really need to be out of it, then sometimes it's smart to wait.
You notice if you've ever gotten, well, Tammy, you're too good of a driver, but if you ever get a speeding ticket,
right,
all of a sudden you get like a million letters from local bail bondsmen and attorneys.
That's
like,
how it works.
Oh, you do? Ambulance
they buy
chasers.
Lists.
Yes.
Sure.
I'm like, how did they know I got a speeding ticket?
And then
sneaks,
what are they trying to do? At that
they're
point?
Trying to get it dismissed or off your record or whatever. Like you pay them to handle it for you.
They buy lists.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you go to certain websites, your email address will be recorded as to having visited that website.
Cookies.
And that information will be sold to vendors.
We have no
that's
privacy.
Why, yeah, there really isn't. Okay. So Uber and Lyft, they are changing the face of transportation. Some good ways, some not so good. So one of the things that's begun happening is big cities are starting to tax Uber and Lyft for driving in the city. Now, we know from last week that New York actually is going to put a cap on the number of Uber and Lyft drivers driving in the town. Why? Because people aren't taking public transportation anymore. They call an Uber or a Lyft.
Of course.
They don't get on the bus. They don't get on the subway. If they don't get on the bus or the subway, they don't give the city any money to maintain the bus or the subway. And now, all of a sudden, we're seeing a pinch where the cost of operation of public transportation is not being covered by the riders. So cities are starting to tax the Uber and Lyft cars because, number one, they can. That's the first thing. And number two, they need the additional revenue to make up for people not taking public transportation. It's sort of crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't seem fair.
But here's the thing. In London, they've been doing it for a while now. They charge $15 to drive into the inner city for any transportation vehicle.
For taxis
and stuff? Taxi or everything, yeah. $15 because they're trying to keep the congestion down in the city area itself. They figure if every Uber and Lyft driver that wants to can drive in New York, there'll be constant gridlock because so many people will be, more people will be on the street. And again, the other side of that is so many fewer people will be using public transportation. So the buses and the subways can't pay for themselves.
Hmm.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 30 years and only two Silverados. And that is, 30 years old, owned two Silverados in the past 16 years, so 8 years apart. I do all my own maintenance also. Well, I'm proud for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, vehicles last a long time if you take care of them, by the way.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex credits in the low 500s trying to rebuild. I have about $2,000 down. Yes, Autoflex 2 is a good way to go. The question was, is Autoflex 2 a good route? They'll be able to help you, and with $2,000 down, they can get you some fairly decent financing, even with credit in the low fives. You would call one of the offices and just say, hey, I need to speak to an Autoflex 2 specialist, and they would take care of that.
And that's 817-234-1234. Or
show up with your $2,000.
Yes.
Bring in your proof of income, your proof of residence, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to call first. You can just show up.
Yeah.
Walk-ins welcome.
Well, and we actually have cars that are set for just that thing. People that are rebuilding their credit, they need a certain price car because they can't really, if you're in the act of rebuilding your credit, you don't want a big car payment. You want a reasonable car payment. In fact, after the break, we'll talk about some of those Save Money Monday cars, which could give you that really reasonable car payment that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so finally, GM is expanding its in-dash fuel payments to go nationwide. And that means that if you're driving a 2017 or later GM car and you've paid for the mobile hotspot, you can touch an icon on your center stack. If it's a Shell station or if it's a if it's an Exxon station, you can touch the center con and go to the station and pay without ever getting out of your car.
I'm still so leery about this, because what if there's another GM parked on the other side of the pump from you and they use it too?
No, you've got a code. They've got a code.
Not an Exxon.
And it reads the code.
But Exxon says it's not code friendly just yet.
You have to put in a code at Exxon. You have to actually put in a code.
Oh, okay.
But it'll still pay for your gas. Now, here's the other thing. In case nobody noticed when I ran through this story, you have to have the hotspot that you pay GM for every month to make this work.
I'm fine with using my credit card.
Yeah,
it
same.
Works fine. I don't understand.
I mean, you have to get out to physically pump the gas, so yes. Why not just put
if
your card in the
machine? If it could virtually fill my
right.
tank
well, then I'm
while
in.
I'm cruising, yeah. I don't even have to stop at the gas station, I'm in.
I don't know about you guys, but I don't ever go into the store when I buy gas.
Never.
I just swipe my card, and it takes it. So I'm not really sure how desirable this is. The other thing is, it functions while you're driving.
Oh.
So that becomes another distraction.
I know.
Where you take your eyes off the road and your attention off the road in order to choose a gas station or maybe where it's going to be or whatever. So there's a big pushback from people that are concerned about distracted driving on this also, because most of the apps you see on cars now don't work while the car is moving, mm-hmm. which is smart.
Like navigation. You can't
right.
change it while you're driving.
Exactly.
When
but,
we get back, I do want to talk about distracted stoplight sitting.
Okay.
All right. So if you have a 2017 or later GM vehicle, you can, and you have their subscription, mobile hotspot, you can now pay for your gasoline without going into the store. I'm not sure what
Whoop-de-doo.
The big draw is.
And I got to pay somebody else so that I can do that.
Well, they do get their $20 a month,
I think. I'm out. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's a tank of gas.
That nearly. Is.
Nearly.
Good point.
One last Autoflex.
My lawnmower.
One last Autoflex fan text. I have a credit score in the 400s, and I'm an Uber driver. Is Autoflex for me? Probably not. Because of the mileage that you're putting on the vehicle, you could buy a vehicle, certainly. But I think probably you'd be smarter to do that or to do a commercial lease. And I don't have a program for a commercial lease with a 400 credit score. So you'd be better off buying a car no matter where you go.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Woo! Welcome back. It is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Man Bun and Muscles, a.k.a. Eric, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or you can call Autoflex or text them directly at
either 817 or 972 or any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area, autoflex.com. Probably the easiest way, because you can apply for a lease or a loan online. You can send in a pre-approval form, and it will not affect your credit. So go to the area where it says pre-approval form, click on it. It will ask you for your name, your address, your phone number, your email address. And then it will send us what's called a soft pull, mm-hmm. which means we'll see all your credit, which is good for you and us, but it will not affect your credit score. It will not cost you 4 points or 6 points or 8 points on your credit score to have us do that inquiry. A lot of people choose that, and that's the pre-approval button.
There you have it. A couple people who did, in fact, go to Autoflex over the past week.
That's right. Richard Escobar, he got a 2018 Honda Pilot, leased it from Sean Creek in Arlington. He's a turn it on, leave it on kind of guy. And also,
hi, Richard.
Yeah, Jennifer Miller, and she leased a 16 QX80 from Tim Spots. Again, turn it on, leave it on kind of gal. And
hey, Jennifer.
We really, really do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yes, we do.
Now, Save Money Mondays, we'll cover this really quickly because there's a lot of really cool stuff on here. But these cars have been in our stock a little too long, and that's how it works in the car business. Once you've had a car long enough, you have to get rid of it because it does nothing but lose value, just like the car you're driving. So how about a 2018 Kia Sorento LX, 22,000 miles for only $299 a month? You can get that on a Flex Buy from Autoflex. We've got that car in stock right now. Or a 2018 Ford Escape SE with a sunroof, 17,000 miles for only $269 a month. Again, on a FlexBuy. For the details on that, call one of our offices, 888-234-1234. We'll get you there. Or go to our website, autoflex.com, and you'll find these cars. You'll see those payments, and it'll give you complete explanation. But guess what? Those are all with no down payment.
I love it.
None. Yes.
What I wouldn't give to have a car payment in the 200s. I haven't had that since like the early aughts, probably.
Well, early aughts.
Yeah.
So it's possible to do. You just have to have the right car. Mm. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Called Gary Michael yesterday, picking up my 18 Malibu today. Woo-hoo! Second car through you guys. So easy. Thanks. That's awesome.
Yes.
Way to go, Gary. Way to go.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ballpark.
Tammy wanted to talk about distracted stoplight.
Yes.
Oh, I did, sitting. Because you talked about distracted, you know, paying for the gas and the button. I'm trying to figure out who thought that was such a fabulous idea.
Right,
that you pay $20 a month to do it.
Yes, your car is a hot spot, and it automatically pays for the gas when you pull up to the pump if you're a GM driver at a Shell or Exxon station.
That's exactly right. By the
way,
you
have to get out.
You do get a discount on your gasoline, but I don't know how long it would take for that discount to equal the $20 a month.
I guess if you've got a kid in college and you don't want to give him a credit card to just go crazy with, mm-hmm. you really want him to buy gas and not beer.
Okay.
Smokes,
yeah, I could see that.
Wine, whatever else you can get at the, right?
Right, a 40.
A 40.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. All right, so this distractive stoplight sitting, in one day, two times, I watched people were at the light, car next to me in their own lane, and in their own world, all of a sudden, they just start to go. Like, what the?
I had a red light.
And I realized what happened was the left-hand turn lane started to go.
Yep.
And they saw that car start to go, so they just went.
Uh-oh.
Almost got hit. This happened twice in a day, once in the morning, once at lunch. And once on my way home, right at my neighborhood.
Was it a gray, Nebula gray Lexus IS300? Because I did that exact thing this morning.
No, both times it was a smaller sedan. Like, if you're going to do that, you might want to be in a bigger car. That's all I'm thinking. You know, so you got a better chance of living.
Yeah.
Neither one of them got hit, but everybody around the intersections, we're all shaking, you know, doing the
face palm.
Could have had a V8 thing with their hands. Anyway, so if you're going to be distracted, don't just go because the other car is going next to you.
Right.
Look at the light. Make sure it's green.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I'm upside down about $8,000, but I need to buy a truck for work. I have cash down to offset. One, is it better to put the cash down or pay toward the loan? Two, will a new truck be the best way to cover the negative equity? So a couple of things. $8,000 down is not a huge number. We deal with that all the time.
Upside down, you mean?
Yeah. And the down payment is nice. So if you make the down payment on the car, your payments will be less on the next car. If you start with a new car, that car is still going to depreciate between 20 and 30% the first year. It may be smarter, according to your mileage and your usage, to do a lease on the vehicle, because that will let us roll the negative in, but it will keep your payment down, and at the end of the lease, you'll be even. And that may be the biggest thing, is eventually you can get out of the hole that you're in right now. There are vehicles that will work better than other vehicles to cover that. And if you start with a pre-owned vehicle, you'll start with a lower acquisition cost. So there's a number of different things to consider in there. Call one of our offices, because that's something that we work through all the time. It's normal. And everyone we deal with, it seems like, owes more than their car's worth.
Right.
And I have more ideas, but we've already used up that part of the segment, so call me.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter on Tammy's point of distracted stoplight sitting said, guess what? Driverless cars won't do that.
We'll talk about that toward the end of the show.
I don't know if I'm trusting. Okay. Again, I'm down with the driverless cars. I am, but they need their own little community to drive around in.
Yeah.
Because I'm
telling
you,
lane.
Between the people that are trying to panhandle at the corners walking in front of you,
mm-hmm.
or dog, what, you know, there's just too many things. You can't make a decision. I'm always predicting what someone's going to do. I'll never forget the blue Ford truck. It's like, she's going to pull in front of me. She's going to pull in. She pulled in front of me. That good little car boy, it stopped. I mean, I turned that steering wheel and kept on going.
Right.
But I knew it was happening. Mm-hmm. I knew it was going to happen. But she waited till I was right on her.
We talked about that last week on the show. I mean, that's one of the problems with self-driving cars is they don't have intuition. Mm-hmm. People have intuition. You can sort of guess what's going to happen. Autoflex Leasing fan text. There's a picture of Ranch Dog
Ranch Pup hanging
out the window of the truck with a bunch of cows around her.
Is she the horn? Is she saying move? She has her head out the window. Those cows are right up to the truck.
And Ranch Pup is our official show mascot.
Ranch Pup is just like, hey, what are y'all doing?
She's She listens every Saturday, and we get a picture of her. And she's a brindle pup who's gigantic now, but she's super cute and lives on a farm.
She was a little puppy.
Yes, she was.
Okay, so there is a senator from Ohio who has got a bill in Congress right now. He authored it this last week, which would pay you $3,500 to buy American.
I'm all about it. Let's do it.
Well, and let me just tell you why he put this bill forward. He is the senator over the area where General Motors could build their new Chevrolet Blazer, but in fact, they've announced they're going to build that Blazer in Mexico. And so people will be laid off at a plant where he is elected, and people will... The business or the money will be made in Mexico because it's cheaper to build them down there. So his proposal is that we give everybody $3,500 to buy an American-made car, and that would be a car with at least 45% American content, and we disallow any discount that a manufacturer might get for building a car overseas, any kind of tax break, and we would pay the $3,500 from the manufacturer's tax break. By golly, that's pretty well thought out.
Yeah, makes sense.
So
just redirecting the money.
Yeah, and it would work for any car made in America or Canada, but not Mexico, because he's a little mad about the Blazer plant going down there.
Why? Because Canada is still considered North America, or what?
Well, they're not shifting jobs to Canada. They build cars up there, but they're not moving American jobs to Canada.
But I can get the rebate if it's made in Canada.
Yes, you can. Well,
yes, you Canada.
It's they're so polite.
Just making sure.
So,
what do they build up there? I might want, Dave.
They build minivans.
Okay.
By golly,
I don't. No danger.
Do you want a minivan?
No, I just don't need one. That's too much car for me.
Right.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I saw a local Facebook group in Joshua, which is just north of Cleburne, in Burleson. And they said someone was getting scammed by a gas pump reader when you put your credit card in, it copies your credit card, and then they steal your credit. We're going to talk about stolen credit, by golly, toward the end of the show. It has become a huge part of our life. Okay.
So stay tuned for that.
Ranch Pup, the day he got her.
Look at her. She's tiny.
Baby face.
Yeah. Okay. For everyone that can't see the screen,
We love dogs.
Let's talk about the fraud thing a minute, because it's really, really a big deal, and people don't realize how big a deal it is. For years, auto theft was giant, right?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you go back to like 2003, auto theft was a huge issue. 435,000 cars were stolen in the United States in 2003.
That's why we needed the club.
In 2000,
and LoJack.
That's right.
In 2014, that number was cut in half to about 215,000.
Or Trunk Monkey.
So from 2003 to 2014, the number of stolen cars has been cut in half. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, between 2009, when fraud, ID theft, amounted to $2.5 billion worth of business every year, by 2018, that is now $6.1 billion. It's almost tripled. And here's how it works. Someone will send in... because everyone is on the internet, right?
Of course.
So they'll send in an application over the internet, and they'll send you a copy of their driver's license, and they'll say, I want this Mercedes-Benz, and I live in Alexandria, Virginia, and I need you to ship it to me here. And the dealer will check the credit. It's all good. Everything checks out. He ships the car to Alexandria, Virginia, and then he never sees it again, because the guy that got the car wasn't the same guy that he processed the credit on.
Mm.
He'd stolen that ID. He had stolen the information. And he'd gotten a car from a car dealer. And the average car that is stolen right now is $50,000 because they don't want a cheap car. They want
right.
If you're going to steal a car, you might as well steal a nice one, right?
Yeah, and then you're going to sell it, and you got to make sure you get your good money off of it.
Or you're going to ship it overseas because there are people that will do that unscrupulously, and you'll get good money for it over there by shipping it overseas. It makes it totally unrecoverable. One of the big areas that this is going on in right now, or the delivery area, is the Chicago and surrounding area. And they say, I need you to drop this off at my apartment. And the reality is, it's a vacant apartment building. Or, I need you to drop this off at my business. Well, the reality is, it's a business in the middle of a shopping center.
So how, as a dealer, can you prevent this from happening?
Here's what we do. We have a special program called Fraud Point. And it scores you as a buyer or a lessor, a lessee. It scores you according to how much chance there is that it is a stolen ID you've provided it with. It looks at how many different names are attached to the same Social Security number. It looks at all of the addresses that come up when we pull your name up, mm-hmm. and we can look for consistency there. And at the end, it gives a final score. So it gives us a really good idea whether you are in fact who you are, or you're someone who's stolen the information. So here's how real it works. About 2 weeks ago, we talked about it here, Gary Michael Van Zandt. Gary Michael came to me and he said, hey, I think I've got an ID theft. How do you know? Well, he said, I'm actually pretty sure I did because I got the real guy's name and I called him at home and he said his ID had been stolen.
Oh my gosh.
Guy lived in Baytown, Texas. He had lost his wallet.
Uh-huh.
Whoever had found it had sold his ID off online, probably. And so we had a customer that was trying to use his ID to get a car.
Gosh.
Guess what happened to the customer?
Arrested.
Yes.
Clink, clink.
Went to jail. Yes. Yeah. So we go through a big ID process anytime you get a car from us, whether it is online or whether it is in person. We run you through our fraud point detection. We have an employee. Part of their job is just to verify your ID, and that's it. We have an employee that part of their job is they verify every ID on every single car we deliver because there is so much fraud out there. It's crazy.
And then we get your fingerprint.
And yeah, finally, we get a fingerprint from you.
Thumbprint.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. We've got a disclosure that says you give it voluntarily, and you do give it voluntarily. But I don't think there's a crook in the world that will let me have their thumbprint to get a car. So the thumbprint's the final way.
There you go. We've got so many Autoflex leasing fan texts.
It's crazy.
One guy says, hey guys, I just got a commercial lease with you guys with Jody Lott and Jeff Cole. Awesome guys. My company is Blue Star Recycling.
That's correct. Yeah. In fact, they got a car from us this last week, a couple of days ago or yesterday.
Thank you, Blue Star.
That's awesome. Thank you, Blue Star.
And thank you for recycling.
Yes. Even more important.
So here's a good one. Autoflex leasing fan text, I was a fuel investigator, and the best way to avoid that, so where they steal your card information, is to pump as close to the front door as possible of the gas station, I guess, so they don't see.
Oh.
That's where somebody would be installing it.
Sure, so they wouldn't do it there.
And then shake the card reader. If it moves, go to a different pump.
I always try that. I've not, knock on wood, I haven't seen one actually does that, but where it's actually shaken. But I feel like, how would I know? Maybe it does shake and I'm just not realizing it.
It should be complete. It should not, nothing on that machine should move.
It should move. No.
Okay.
Other than the pump handle coming out.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, ever been at a light and your lane is red, but you look over at the green light and it takes 10 seconds for somebody to take off because they're distracted?
Oh, that's what I was talking about.
There's a comedian that does a great routine about this. He said he hasn't seen a green light in 10 years.
Right. Since he got a phone. I'm always like, what shade of green are you waiting for, ladies and gentlemen?
I am guilty of that, so I'm going to withhold any.
Okay, so the war over emissions rules continues. As we all know, President Trump suggested that we freeze the emissions at 2020 level, which would be about 35 miles per gallon as far as the CAFE, the corporate average fuel economy. The Obama administration had passed, at the very end, had passed a ruling that would have made that 50 miles per gallon by 2025. And the manufacturers at the time that they did that, the manufacturers all went, oh my God, we can't do that. No. And so then they fought to have it removed or to have it lowered. And now that President Trump and his administration has lowered it, the manufacturers are going, oh, my God, we can't do that because if California has to have one kind of car and everybody else has to have another kind of car, we've got to build a special car for California, which is what they did back in the 70s. And it's expensive to build two cars to sell in the same country. One that has a higher MPG than the other.
Right.
So General Motors this last week just said, could we have some clarity on this? Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's going to take us years to figure out how to build the next car. Mm-hmm. So we need years in advance notice of what we're going to be expected to build. So it'll be interesting because it is a lawsuit and a court fight right now because California and some other states have sued to prevent the EPA from changing the rules that were installed 2 years ago, mm-hmm. or that were voted on 2 years ago. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We will. Got to take a quick break. We're going to go fill up the gas tank, and we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex. We've got David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Man Bun and Muscles, and me, Sybil. You can call us or text us, 877-881-1053. Or call or text AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. AutoFlex.com, where you can go and look up cars online, build any car you might want to build, any new car, and send it to us, and we'll find that car for you. That's part of what we do is we locate cars for people that want a specific car and haven't been able to find it because we have the whole nation to shop in. If there's one out there, we'll find it for you.
That's right.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. I have a 17 Tacoma I leased from AutoFlex for 5 years, and I have 54,000 miles on it. Got it last May.
Wow.
I hope that was used when you started. Okay, so here's the deal. What options do I have? Can I get out of it sooner, or will it be cheaper to buy it at the end of the lease? So you've got all kinds of options, but let me just tell you a couple of things. Leases are never designed to be left early. If you leave a lease early, there will be charges involved. Either the value of the car won't be the residual value, so you'll owe the difference, or there'll be fees that they charge for early termination. So even if you've been told you can get out early, you can, but that's only half the story. It's expensive. With 54,000 miles on it on a 17, I think probably, and this is a weird deal that Tammy did, can you drive a smaller vehicle? Because it may be less expensive to drive to get like a pre-owned smaller vehicle and drive it and park the truck. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just may be less expensive to do that. In any case, you'll still have options at the end. We can look at the payoff versus the value, even with the mileage. You certainly don't want to turn it back in with way, way too many miles on it. That would be an expensive and no benefit to that, I don't think at all.
I think the main concern is why do you even think you want to get out of it? That's why I'm like,
well, he's got a 17 with 54,000 miles on it.
But is that why? That truck can go 250?
It can, but he's paying X amount per mile.
I want to talk to the person, not you.
Okay.
I want to interview the guy. It doesn't give me enough info. I need to find out what the whole plan is.
Maybe he's tired of it.
And that time that I told that person to get the second car, it was because gas was almost $4 a gallon, and they were driving 35,000 miles a year. And they had a 3/4 ton truck that was a gas hog, mm-hmm. and he couldn't get out of the truck at that point in time, and lowers payment, et cetera, et cetera. So I was like, it's cheaper to buy this little used car. The car payment, the insurance, and the gas is less than you're just paying for gas for that truck. So park it. When gas goes back down, you won't be in such a bad situation. He was very grateful. But a lot of people weren't thinking outside the box at that time. They just were very... So that's why you need to call Auto, especially me. No.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. Hey, guys, about to buy a new or slightly used sedan. I will be using it for work, school, and plan to Uber it. My wife and I take long trips quite a bit. What cars should I consider, and is an extended warranty worth it if I'm putting 20,000 miles a year on the car? That's a really good question. So, first of all, I would limit what I looked at to... Toyota, Honda, probably.
Something that lasts a long time.
You want a car that doesn't depreciate quite as quickly, and you want a car that doesn't break because you're going to be putting a ton of miles on it. Now, there are good cars out there. There are a lot of good cars out there, but if you're going to do 20,000 miles a year, that's 100,000 in 5 years. We actually could write a lease on that, but you're probably better off to start with a pre-owned car. And if you can find a pre-owned car with extremely low miles, that will help you out.
Tammy, you have an answer for your truck question of why he wants to get out of it. He says he does a pool service
out of it.
And he didn't anticipate having to drive it that much.
Yep.
So, okay. Well, there's your answer. you know, I thought maybe he wanted to get out of it because it had been 5 years and he was sick of it. And,
no.
You know, people don't like to keep their cars too often.
It's been a year and it's been 54,000 miles. But
well, all of
there
vehicles,
are...
that's the one that holds its value really well. It's a truck. The right size.
Yeah.
Tacomas are hot merchandise.
So
we can review it.
Who keeps their cars the longest and what kind of cars do they keep? The number one car kept almost 9 years on average is the Ford Expedition.
Yeah, I still see those around and they
don't even
make them anymore, do they?
I don't think so. They make Explorers. They may still make an Expedition. By the way, the number two car was the Corvette at 9 years.
Hmm.
And that's understandable because some people keep Corvettes forever and ever.
Yeah.
Also, the Corvette at 9 years is 21% longer than the average of 7.4 years for all new cars.
That's how often people keep their cars, 7.4 years.
An average of 7.4 years when they buy a new car.
Okay.
That's the longest it's ever been, by the way.
That seems really long.
Well, a lot of it comes from the length of financing because in the old days, you financed for 24 months. And then you heard the commercial. And then you 36 months.
That's when cars cost $1,500.
And then 48 months. And then for years and years, it was 60 months. 5 years was a finance standard.
Yeah.
Now we've got 72-month financing, which is fairly normal, and up to 84 and even 96-month financing.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember when houses didn't come with central air?
No.
They were cheaper, too. Okay, cars didn't have... There was a time when cars, you know, a brand new car was, what, $3,000?
Wow.
Okay, so...
I know. It was before you were born, probably.
So following the Expedition and the Corvette, the number three car, the Toyota Sequoia, then the 4Runner, then the Avalon. And those are all almost 9 years. The Ford Explorer, the Chevrolet Suburban, the Honda Accord, and the Ford Taurus, and the Odyssey round out the top 10. So... the longest kept cars, the Ford Expedition, the Corvette, the Toyota Sequoia, the 4Runner, the Avalon, the Ford Explorer, the Chevrolet Suburban. By the way, if you've got a Suburban, it's the only thing that'll work for you because of the size. Honda Accord, Ford Taurus, and finally the Honda Odyssey. And they roll all the way from the 9 years to 8.3 years. And by the way, no pickup cracked the 8-year keeping. But that may be, again... if you look at the vast amount of vehicles, pickup vehicles, that are used commercially, that would sort of knock this out again because a lot of times those are leased and there's a commercial life on them and they keep them X number of miles and X amount of time because from a financial standpoint, it's the best time to trade. By the way, we're really good for that. We counsel people on that all the time. Honda Accord was the most kept vehicle in 14 of the 50 states. The Toyota 4Runner was the next one. And the states included New York and Texas. Ford Expedition owners in California, they were likely to keep their vehicles a full 10 years.
Man.
Yeah. So, you know, what's the longest you ever kept a car?
Oh, gosh. Probably 5 years.
I mean, 10.
That seems like a long time.
I kept that Acura TL 10 years.
Oh, wow.
I think right now the biggest impetus to change is the equipment on the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the new connectivity, because of all the new safety equipment, the self-drive, the automatic braking. The automatic braking probably saves a lot of people from having rear-end collisions. So I think that's the biggest motivator out there in the marketplace right now.
It was for me. I really wanted to finally get one with navigation to get the backup camera.
Mm-hmm. I just get so bored driving the same car. Okay,
but you are in the same car.
But it's new and different. It looks a little bit different. It's got a different color. It doesn't have a scratch where my dog tried to hang on too tight and put her nails in the leather.
Well,
that's what Harry said.
She was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, can we do a GoFundMe to make the show 2 hours long?
Aww.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. We appreciate that. Gavin Spittle. Call Gavin. Call him on Monday. I'll give you his cell phone number.
No, intercom.com.
But we'd be cutting into the people's time after us, and those guys
that
like
is true
too.
I have okay. not seen the guys after us, though.
They might be in on, you know.
I haven't seen Jesse's hair or Mike's dingus anywhere around here. So, yeah, maybe they're on the remote.
I thought it was Dingus.
Dingus.
Oh, okay. I just got, we're getting word now. Breaking news. It's KNC Masterpiece coming up next, live from Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Got it.
Oh, they're at the Mart.
So go check them out.
Okay,
wow,
so.
99 Dodge Durango, 17 years.
That's a long time.
Well, you're about to be an empty nester. Things are gonna go off to college.
Yep. Okay, so autonomous cars came up a little earlier in the program. Now, since the pedestrian was killed by an autonomous car, there's been a big move in the industry to say, well, you know what? Maybe we don't have this deal down yet. Maybe we should wait a little longer. Now, what they've come out and said is, we need to retrain the pedestrians so that they don't step in front of our cars.
Good luck with that.
And right.
And I never even thought about this, but like some of the cars that are being tested right now, people will walk in front of them and like walk out in front of them and move back and walk out in front of them and move back to see if they'll actually stop before they hit them. Like now, okay, so that's pretty goofy.
Right.
Okay, because if it doesn't work, it doesn't work out for you at all.
Well, that's what the squirrels do to me every day on
yes,
my way to work.
Yes, they do.
I'm like, would you please just make a move? I can't. Ugh, they got me down to 5 miles an hour. I'm like, what are you doing, squirrel? What are you gonna do? All right, but, you know, there is this section. It says, and General Motors has pledged their rival service using a car without steering wheels or pedals by next year, you people.
2019.
But it's unclear if either will be capable of operating outside of designated areas or without a safety driver who could take over in an emergency. I still wouldn't trust it because that's what that other situation, where there was a safety driver, still plowed that lady down like there was no tomorrow.
Well, the safety driver was, we won't even go
into the
fact that they were a convicted felon and all that stuff.
Okay,
so one of the things they're doing on these cars, these self-driving cars, is they're testing them in very confined areas. If you go to Frisco, they have a testing area up there right now where they have painted these cars a bright day-glow orange. So everyone will recognize that it's a self-driven car. Really?
Right.
And they're testing them in an area where they drive over the same path every single time. But it's still a problem if you step out in front of one and it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
I mean, that would... don't do that for fun. It ain't fun.
They need to use crash test dummies to step out in front of them. We got to go, but do you want to hit the Aretha Franklin thing real quickly?
You know, Aretha passed this last week, and most people didn't realize that she was from Detroit. And that is Motor City for the United States. Her dad was a preacher there. And she won the Grammy for Freeway of Love, which is a car song.
Hey.
And I just thought that was a neat thing. By the way, that was her 12th Grammy. In a total of 18 that she won. So 76 years old, Aretha, we'll miss you, but we like the Freeway of Love.
Yes, R-I-P-S-C-T or whatever. Aretha Franklin. All right, coming up next, it is the KNC Masterpiece. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. In the meantime, you can still call Autoflex. They're open right now, 817 or 214-234-1234. Thank you to Eric, a.k.a. Man Bun and Muscles, for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.